WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and Sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. We'll get to all the news stories of the day just ahead in a moment. But let me tell you what's on our webpage and who's on our program. We do have Sarah Welch, who is the Moynihan Lumber Female February Student of the Month, joining us. She's from Beverly High School, a swimmer. Sarah Welch will be joining us in just a few moments here on North Shore Today. We do have a separate post up there on Sarah from earlier this week. Our video that we have up there today is with Don Rickles. Don dealing with the paparazzi at his advanced age as he's leaving some venue or whatever in California, headed to his car. Still's got that sharp wit, Don Rickles, leaving and dealing with the paparazzi even to today. Also, we have some photographs taken today from Danvers High School. These are photographs of the new athletic fields, Dr. Deering Stadium and whatever, the new turf football field. Of course, they'll use it for all kinds of sports there at Danvers High School, but the construction continuing there. Not all done yet, but the turf field is down. We have three photographs of that. And our last photograph at the bottom of the webpage, I think kind of exemplifies how mild this winter has been. Look at all that firewood at Northeast Nursery in Peabody that was photographed today. They've got a lot of extra firewood, so it would appear, after this winter heating season. So I don't know. Maybe there's a deal there. So we've got a number of stories to tell you about. We got an update on the principalship at the Swampscott schools. Remember, that was making news a few weeks ago. We got an update on that. We'll tell you about that and some other news as well. But first, let me bring in Rick Moore with an update on what's going on up in the Cape Ann area. Rick?
Hi, Bill, and thank you. Like to remind you, there's a press release on our website from the state police. Apparently, there's been a scam going around up in Tewksbury. And the Massachusetts State Police currently investigating a report of someone who is going door-to-door in Tewksbury claiming to be part of a police organization and fundraising for the children of Trooper Thomas Clardy, who died as a result of injuries sustained when his cruiser was struck by a vehicle last week. The only two official funds that have been set up to collect donations are the Clardy's Children Fund, and that is in care of the Avidia Bank, 42 Main Street in Hudson, and the zip code is 01749, that's on our website, and the Greg Hill Foundation, and that's the greghillfoundation.org. Please be advised that neither the Massachusetts State Police nor any other police organization is collecting donations for this cause by going door to door or by telephone. The only two official funds are those that were mentioned, so be cautious of that. Bill, a couple of headlines from the Gloucester Daily Times. There's a story in the paper written by Julia Manganis that a judge in Salem said that city police misled him over treatment. A Salem District Court judge accused Gloucester police of having either misled or intentionally misinformed the judge last week when he agreed to release a heroin addict to a sergeant the judge believed would take her to a treatment program. And apparently the woman bolted after the Gloucester police sergeant was going to take her to a program. She left and was found overdosed the next day and is in recovery now. But there's a little bit of a problem apparently between the judge and the Gloucester Police Department about communication and about the ANGEL program. So hopefully that will get all squared away. As we mentioned a couple of days ago, Gloucester is beginning a new LED streetlight project, a $1.3 million cost. The city has embarked on its initial stages of the $1.3 million project to replace its existing 2,800 high-pressure sodium streetlights with 3,000 LED streetlights that city officials will generate substantial savings on Gloucester's municipal electric bill, according to Gloucester Times writer Sean Horgan. And then the other thing to take note of, I'm sure it's in Salem News also, or will be, Gloucester is being charged an extra $8,000 by the new Essex Tech for its budget next year. Let's see here. The budget is at $1.5 million for Gloucester for students going to Essex Tech with the additional $8,000 in terms of cost increases. And I'm just trying to see here. They had a per student estimate, and I can't find it now. There it is. Gloucester is paying $17,300 per student at Essex Tech with the new $8,000 raise in assessment. And I think that is it from here. There is one other story in the Times by Ray Lamont. There are three Gloucester residents, three young men, all in their 20s, who were in Brussels during the attack, and they have all checked in as being safe. They were taking shelter at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. And all three of them, Santo Parisi, David Elwell, and Jesse Glidden, I know Jesse was a former student of mine, all safe and sound in Brussels. They have checked in at home. So that's it from here, Bill.
All right, Rick, thanks. And following up, continuing on with some stories in the Salem News today, the Peabody School Committee heard a chilling testimony Tuesday regarding the extent of which the opioid crisis is hitting the city's schools. This is a story on the front page of the Salem News today. Principals talked of how difficult it is for their students who are born addicted, explained board member Beverly Griffin, Dunn, or who are our children living in households where drugs are used every day, or who are being brought up by their grandparents because their parents are addicts. Consequently, Dunn supports Interim Superintendent Herb Levine's suggestion that the schools need drug counselors on staff, and she was delighted to learn that on Wednesday, Levine was called to Beacon Hill to the office of House Speaker Robert DeLeo, where he discussed his ideas. So there's something that, you know, that we continue to battle this, the drug or the addiction issues, Peabody taking it on, it's slugged the heroin crisis, and again, Salem News has done a number of stories on that in the days, prior days, of course, and leading up with all the different news stories regarding the heroin epidemic. One other story in the front page of the Salem News to share with you. This is from Amanda Astuni out of Ipswich, and she writes, at the very least, Town Hall and Mike Lane or Veteran Memorial Field are running out of consideration as the home for the Newtown Elementary School. The discussion about the future of Ipswich's issue-laden Winthrop School, and by extension the Doyon School, continued Wednesday night at a joint school committee meeting and school building committee meeting, followed by a community forum. The committees voted to reject both the Town Hall and Mile Lane as possible sites upon the recommendation of the town-hired consultant due to the past history of environmental contamination. The core of Wednesday's discussion during the joint committee meeting revolved around looking at five possible sites for the new school, be it just Winthrop or a merger of the Winthrop and Doyon School, while the emphasis of the community forum was on the school size, grade configuration, and the subsequent effect on students and the community. Little update for you on that. And speaking of schools, as we head to the daily item of Lynn, Gayla Colley writes today that remember their principal that they started the school year with earlier this year resigned. Then they put in an interim principal, but their plan moving forward. And then they announced, by the way, the superintendent Pamela Angelakis announced that even though they opened up the position, they didn't like any of the candidates that applied for the position. I think there were about 30 candidates that did apply for the position as for principal at Swampscott High School. So they came up with Plan B. So here is Plan B, as noted in today's item. Rob Murphy, the principal at the Swampscott Middle School, has now been appointed as the interim principal at the high school for the next school year, while Jason Kalishman, the assistant principal at the middle school, has been upgraded to the school's interim principal for the same time period. That would be next year. So Murphy to be next year. I guess this will start next school year. He'll be the acting principal at the high school. And Kalishman, who is the assistant principal at the middle school in Swampscott, will be elevated on an interim basis to the middle school principalship for the next school year. Those are some of the stories making news just ahead. Sarah Welch joins us. She's the Moynihan Lumber February Student of the Month. So stay with us right here on North Shore Today. WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and sports. Marketing and advertising slots are now available on msonewsports.com. Banner advertising, radio commercials. We have numerous marketing and advertising opportunities on our website. Banner advertising, radio commercials in both news and sports programming. Catch on with us now. We have special spring and summer promotions. We are providing an exclusive product, radio and video features with North Shore Newsmakers. For more information, click on the advertise button on the top right-hand corner of our webpage. MSO Radio is where you can hear North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Newburyport High School football coach Mike Levine.
So the first thing for me is going to be to incorporate a lot of the wonderful guys that worked here last year with Coach Gaudiano, along with any new staff members that we bring on, and make sure that I have a staff that kids feel comfortable with, that I feel comfortable with, and I'm sure we'll end up with some excellent football coaches, and together we'll put this team where it needs to be.
Good luck to Newburyport head football coach Mike Levine. This is MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio, North Shore Sports Radio. This is MSO News Sports Now, joined now by Sarah Welch from Beverly High School, the female Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of February. And Sarah, congratulations on winning the award.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's great talking with you. Now, we're going to get right to, we'll jump to the end kind of first here. You've got, you've received early acceptance admittance to Brown University, so congratulations on that. And tell us what you plan to study at Brown.
I plan on going a pre-health route and studying pre-dental.
To be a dentist?
Yes, I think so. Or orthodontist. Not sure yet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, the I understand that, again, we're sometimes doing this in the reverse order when we talk to the student athletes, but anatomy right now is one of your favorite classes or at the high school?
Yes, it is.
Tell me, what do you find that, that doesn't surprise me, but why is that of interest to you?
It's interesting just to learn about the whole body. Like, since I want to study dental, I'll be more towards the mouth, but with my swimming background, I get to learn about the muscular system and everything that goes into doing what I do every day, and I find that extremely interesting and valuable.
Gotcha. Now, the as far as the swimming, you're on the Beverly High swim team, and you're a captain of the team. Tell us about that, and maybe, you know, for our listeners, help us out on some of the events that you've had and some of the successes that you had, and I'll pick up a few things as well in just a moment. But go, just start and tell me some of the things that that you have done on the swim team.
Okay, so this year I was captain, and I mainly swam the 200 individual medley, which is every stroke in 8 laps, and then I swam the 100 freestyle as well, and I swam both of those events at NEC's sectionals and states, and I came in first in all of them. And then I was also part of 2 relays, so our 200 medley relay, and I swam the breaststroke leg, which is interesting because I don't normally swim breaststroke, but it was very fun and a different experience. And I was also part of the 400 freestyle relay, and our 200 medley relay at states tied the state record, so that was very exciting to be a part of something so big to go in history.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, overall, how did the team do at Beverly for swimming?
We came in second place at states, which is pretty good. We had 7 swimmers and 5 individual swimmers. Westford Academy came in first, and they had like 20 something. So it was very exciting to do so well with a small amount of people.
Now, you've been tabbed as for All-America consideration. Now, what does that mean?
Basically, there's qualifying times to get All-American consideration, and it's basically the top times in high school. I think it's top 100 for this year.
I got you. And now you're also, you know, it would not surprise anyone with your skills that you're a swim club member, which means you compete off of the high school season as well, which is going on, I take it, right now, or will be starting soon?
Yes, it's actually all year, so we never get a break.
That is dedication. Well, tell me about that and what's ahead for you on that front.
So we have YMCA Nationals at the beginning of April this year, so that'll be very exciting. And I'm swimming a couple different events, but I'm still swimming the 200 IM. So it should be fun to compete at the national level.
When did you start swimming? And I don't mean, as a two-year-old or a one-year-old, but I mean, when did you really think that, this is something for me? Was there some parental influence or friends or what was it?
Yeah, so I'm a member of Corinthian Yacht Club, and there's club swimming in the summer, so it's just for fun. And when I was 5 years old, like, I was in swim lessons before then, but when I was five, I got in the pool and competed for a half length, and I was very, very slow, but it was fun. And my mom and dad were both swimmers when they were younger. My mom was actually a three-time captain at the University of Connecticut, so she got me into swimming, and my dad as well.
Well, they must have been appalled at those early results, huh?
They just wanted me to have fun, and they continued to push that. But yes.
Now, how much time do you, in the course of a week, would you spend in the water, so to speak?
Ooh, so 2 hours for a couple, 8 practices a week? 9.
9 hours a week, okay.
Well, no. 9 practices times 2 hours, so 18 hours.
18 hours. I thought 9 didn't seem a lot, but 9 for one day would be a lot. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, too, is you're also on the strings orchestra at the high school, so tell me about that as well.
Yes, so I play the cello, and I started playing in fourth grade, and it's just something that I like to do for fun, and I'm part of the after-school program, which involves younger kids as well, so it's exciting to be involved in that.
Grade point average, 4.5, AP Honors, Honor Society, AP courses, and so on. Tell me about let me just come back to the Brown, you're headed to Brown. What attracted you to Brown, first and foremost?
So I went on a couple of different recruiting trips. I went to Yale, Dartmouth, Brown, and University of Connecticut. And I was really drawn to Brown's open curriculum. So there's no required classes, and you basically have a lot of freedom with what you want to take. The environment, I went over for a 48-hour stay. And just the student environment was very welcome and friendly and just something that I really wanted to be a part of. And the team is definitely on the rise. So it's exciting to watch them swim now and all of their meets and that I get to swim with them next year.
I was just going right there with my next question. You are swimming for Brown next year, so tell me more about that. I would think Ivy League swimming would be very competitive.
It definitely is. It was exciting to watch the Ivy League championships. I think the women's Ivy League championships next year will be at Brown, so it'll be fun swimming my first one in our home pool. And, yeah, so I committed in October, and, yeah, I really fell in love with the school, so that's why I chose it.
Gotcha. Well, anything else you want to share with us about the swimming or about the award itself, as a kind of a final closing question or comment?
Just that I'm very thankful and appreciative of giving the award, and that swimming is definitely a huge part of my life, and I encourage everyone to be a part of it if they can.
And as the award, tries to amplify is the fact that academics and athletics go hand in hand, and you are a great example of that, Sarah. So, again, congratulations on all the success, and best of luck at Brown, and have a great spring season in swimming and summer as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Sarah Welch from Beverly High School, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of February, right here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan & Lofer, we measure up.
MSO Radio, keeping you in touch with North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.
I'm just really happy. My girls play great, I thought, and just tough. And they've been there four times in a row, so, you know, it's like the old John Wooden quote there. I think he said something about, experience doesn't matter when, you know, experience is overrated.
Congratulations to Bishop Fenwick on their state title. This is MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Josh Arnold's Trending Now.
What do you think of the presidential primaries now? I mean, it's you know, we've made it this far along. Any sense of how it's? Do you see anything coming out of this other than a Trump Clinton square off in November?
Trending Now with Josh Arnold on MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSONewsSports.com. And welcome back to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell with Rick Moore. One note from the sports pages of the Salem News today on our sports segment. As you know, this is the spring sports season. Teams are just beginning their practices this week. So there are no games on the high school level to report as of now anyway. But the Salem News runner of the year is Julia Curtin. Curtin, in this story in the Salem News, it reads this way, just keeps getting better with every season she runs. Curtin followed up a fantastic cross-country season as the Salem News runner of the year with the same honor for indoor track winter season. Week after week, the Northeastern Conference's most valuable performer turned in outstanding results, capped by a second-place finish at the New England's in the mile in the big end of the year's meets. She turned in three straight times under 5 minutes. Her 4:57.7 time at the New England's came on the heels of a hard-fought second place at the All-States, and before that, she was a runner-up in the Division II States at 4:55. So anyways, congratulations to Julia Curtin from Beverly High School. Her coach is Dave Jellerson, and great story, great positive story out of Beverly High School. Another positive story out of Beverly High School. We heard from Sarah Welch just a moment ago as well. So that'll do it for us for today. Thanks so much for being with us. Don't forget you can stay in contact with us by emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at msonewsports, at msonewsports. So again, with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on North Shore Today. MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio. North Shore Sports Radio.